Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Fans Radio. What the fuck is up, yo? This is Timbo. Man, we got a full house already, man. We got callers are stacking up almost full. Man, I'm here joined by Angry Fans Three Letterman. My boys, what's good?
What's good? What's good, nigga? Fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out to Angry Fan Movie, man.
Man, it's your boy, Three Letter Man, man. You already know, man. Shout out to my brothers right here, man. Timbo and Caps. Love doing this shit, my niggas, man. Let's get it. It's Friday. Basquiat. What's poppin'?
Time to turn up. It's Friday, fellas. Turn up Friday. This is what we do. What better topic to start off with than this Big T versus B-Magic battle that dropped on Smack yesterday? I don't know if you want me to set it off. I'm going to let you guys go, though. So
go ahead, Three.
I'm going to just say this, yo. Yo, Cap's been telling me for weeks upon weeks, Three, wait till his battle drops. Or even y'all know behind my man been telling me this. Every day I speak to this man, son, wait till his battle drops. All right, my nigga, cool. Get to the battle. Timbo hit me with the battle last night. I'm watching this shit. Big T first round was light, very light.
Light.
Yeah, it was light. I thought Magic best round of the whole battle was his first round, so automatically I give Magic the first round. Second round, man, I had to watch this shit two more times, Caps and Timbo, to really digest this motherfucker, man. Timbo, Caps, listen, man, listen, my brothers. That second round is Slim Shady because, let's be real, we ain't New Jack to this shit. If this is old school rules, my nigga, you lose because you trust my
problem.
Nigga.
That, I mean,
the Fight Club
and
shit.
He quit. He quit in the second, too.
Twice. He fumbled the ball twice at the 30, my nigga.
Yep.
At the 30 and the 20. Cough up.
And he tried to get it back. So, I mean,
but
it is.
Timbo said something to me. I want you to address it on Angry Fans Radio. You said weak performance against Break It Down, Timbo. I like where you was going with this. Break it down for the people.
Oh, here he goes with this shit.
I want to ask people out there. I asked Caps this earlier. I want to ask Andrea this earlier. Would you guys rather have somebody that has bars but chokes battle over someone with an all-around battle of weak, under-par material? That's my question for everybody out there. Do you want someone that has bars that chokes but comes back and still has fire, or all-around battle of weak material? There's your question
But the difference is he choked more than once. If he just choked once and got it back, that would be different.
Not really, because I'm getting flamed because you choke once you lose the round.
I mean, you're supposed to. This goes back to Fight Club, my nigga.
Did Bonus Lux lose that first round against Cal?
Yes.
Yes.
You are crazy. You guys.
You gave it to Lux?
You gave Lux the first round, Timbo?
No. You got it to Lux, my nigga?
Nah, I ain't never give first round to Lux.
Choking is not acceptable. It happens, but that shit is not acceptable, my nigga.
I don't think it's acceptable either. I'm not saying Magic won the second round at all. But let me say this. Big T did nothing to win that round. Not one thing.
They both lost that round.
I agree with that.
Both lost the battle.
Some shit off. You're nuts like cashews, bro. You're nuts like cashews.
I told you,
that
nigga.
That was terrible. That was terrible, B.
I thought I was lying and shit. I told you, yo. That being said, like, his third was okay. What y'all think about his third?
Yeah, that was his best round.
His third was
I thought
all
his
right.
third was his best round. What you said?
His third was his best round. His third was his best battle.
Yeah, it was his third. So who you get a third to? Magic?
Of course I give the third to Magic, bro.
Of course?
Why do you want to say of course? And
I want to say of course with your chest out, Timbo. You saying that with your chest out, my nigga.
Like, you need to like, chill out, Tim. Chill out.
Magic won the third round. Who do you guys have winning the third round then?
Well, Magic didn't choke, but he kept slipping up through the third, too.
But
I even think during the first he almost forgot his shit. You can tell that he's almost fucking this shit up. I don't know, man. Mm. He just wasn't prepared. I will say this.
Off of this battle, if Magic comes anywhere close to this, Khan will 3-0 his life away. I'm going to say
can
this.
Can I ask y'all a question? Is it hard for a nigga like B Magic, the way he rhymes, like in a fast paced harmony, to really remember mm-hmm. the rhymes because the patterns are high? He'll da da, everything
you know
da, da 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 da. Is it hard
yo,
for
that's
him to
what
rhyme
I was
that
saying
shit?
About Newborn and the choking.
But I'm not saying I don't think so.
Maybe not
Magic,
as consistent. I'm saying when you got
Magic
a whole bunch of crazy ass bars and schemes, I think it's real easy to get caught up.
Yeah, but I wouldn't think so with Magic. His shit doesn't change. I mean, we can all agree with that. His
yeah, of course. That's what I'm saying.
That happens to everybody, though. Has there ever been someone who's never choked? Like,
Mook's
never
choked.
I can never recall these Dot Mob niggas choking, yo.
Yeah, Rex never choked. Mook never choked.
Rex, Mook,
yeah.
Tava. I've never seen Tava.
There goes the
stop
hating on B-Magic at the real Lucky Lux. Why am I hating on B? I actually like Magic, son. Let's be clear. I don't hate on nobody.
Thing. I'm agreeing with what these dudes are saying, though. Like, you guys are both right. I'm not giving Magic the second round. I just feel like he choked, like, four times. You know, that's it. He took four. All I'm saying is he didn't say shit to win that round. Nothing.
I wouldn't say Magic was doing good until he started choking.
Yo, his first was crazy. It just seemed like Magic was winning the battle, like, the first fucking eight bars is over. Like, If Magic ain't fucked up, would that have been a body?
Yes. I'm putting it down. Yes.
I'm not going to say the B word, man.
T was rapping over.
Hey, yo, I think Jazz would have beat Big T that night, too.
Damn, son.
Oh, I'm saying that absolutely.
Jesus. Those words were expressed by the Angry Fans Radio by Caps and
Man, official, where you at? Don't beat up on Big T. Where you at? That's the one Queen of the Roots. Where you
damn, Caps. Damn, my nigga. It's like
that.
Big T is lucky that he didn't battle, from what I heard, Gaddis or Hustle that night, because they would have zipped up that big-ass body bag quick.
No question. Without a doubt.
Damn, these niggas are ruthless.
Doubt.
Y'all niggas are ruthless, B.
Without a doubt.
Y'all niggas is ruthless, son. Son, has it really resort to this kind of talk? Like, come on. Is it really resort to this kind of talking about Big T, yo? Really?
Wait a minute. So you going to tell me Jazz want to beat Big T World Performance?
Damn, Caps, you really going to ask me that question, my nigga?
I'm just asking the question. Keep it real. You know, guys
right.
Would have fucked
so that big, right, are you saying Big T drop his three rounds and Jazz drop her three rounds and maybe incorporate his name or whatever into her shit, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, son, I might as well go there.
Man, if they still on the stage, face
bag.
I think Big T needs to battle Newborn. He needs to battle, I got Briz beating him. Young X might get at him right about. I mean, he's not winning. He ain't.
Damn, niggas are saying, yo.
Big T can't battle on that big stage, yo. He will lose. That's just what it
yo,
is.
Yo, the real Lucky Luck said Big T is the URL punching bag. Come on, son.
And you know what? I wouldn't even be taking this
game.
But I just realized that, like, I ain't been on Twitter in a couple of times and shit, and I just realized that my name is attached to Big T, all three of us. And he acted like he did something good. Like, you can't brag about this battle, Big T.
Nope.
You can't. I'd rather watch Russell Cortez than watch this battle. That's
damn, son. Let me ask you a question. Are y'all surprised that some people out there have Big T winning? Because I've seen some people say Big T won this shit.
No, because they're going by the fight court rules, which is clearly,
all four of them should shut up.
All four of them should shut up. Like, ain't nobody's. Big T ain't winning. Big T, you know what? This don't make no goddamn sense, man.
But my niggas, there's some people that felt he won, though.
Okay, I understand that. I mean, it's about a, listen, it's about opinion. It's not like we saying we motherfucking judges and shit.
But yo, let's be real. D-Magic didn't like, but let's be real. D-Magic didn't win this battle either. No, I don't think any, I mean, we have to pick a winner.
Yeah, they're not saying, I think the people who saying Big T won, they're saying that because D-Magic fucked up in the second. And I think they're saying that because Big T third was somewhat decent. And you can see that Magic was slipping up a little bit. That's I don't see them saying he won bar-wise.
The crowd was not fucking with Big T, though. Jesus.
Not one second.
My God, my nigga. It was crickets in that motherfucker.
That got to be real awkward to be up there and ain't nobody rocking with you. And then the
my nigga, he was looking for reactions. So some of his rhymes, you could tell he stopped and paused for 5 seconds and looked at the crowd expecting that crowd reaction. When he wasn't getting that shit, that nigga was like, yo, that nigga was about to pop his dreads off.
But I mean, it would be different if B-Magic wasn't either. But he getting hella reaction, so you got to feel some kind of way, Big T. You know you losing.
Yeah, but Big T got to smell blood, though, man. When Magic choked in the second, Big T got to smell blood right there and be like, man, I got to go in, man. I got to go. He didn't go in.
He did, though. That's why I think it still was his best round. He came up.
Nah, second round, though, fam.
No, but he went first in the second, though. He went first in the second. So his next after Magic choke will be the third.
Right. He didn't go in, though, is what I'm saying.
I think not, but I think that he seen that Magic. Because, look, when Magic first choked, you can see those Big T face. He started turning around, but, like, he knew, all right, cool. I lost
it's
the
a match right now. He's like, it's a match.
Yeah, it's a match now. He gave me the second. So third round, he started turning up a little bit.
Damn.
If Magic got, man, Big T, I don't know what the fuck you going to do, man. We need to stop playing. Give him Miss Hustle to somebody. You know, start training.
Yo, drop that hustle. Drop that hustle and get it. Damn.
I mean, how bad does that look that they dropped that battle, then immediately dropped the Proving Ground battle, which was fucking better
talk
than that
about
shit.
It.
Then turned around and dropped the Troll of the Gaddis and Hustle. That's some embarrassing ass shit, man. That's embarrassing. That is fucking embarrassing.
Oh, man.
They threw that shit they just threw that shit over their back shoulder like, hey, let's get this out the way. And then you got to remember, they're not going to vote no shit where they're paying you niggas $1,000. And I don't fuck you for that shit either.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Right.
They can't fuck up. Show that shit. Y'all paying
show
them
that shit. Show that shit.
Fuck that shit.
So, I mean, it is what it is, man.
Damn.
I just think that's a horrible fucking look at, man.
So the ladies saved the day.
Yes. Yes. They saved the event.
And Jazz the Rapper had probably one of the toughest three rounds this year.
Jazz the Rapper has the best. Damn, she had the best. Yeah, Jazz.
I ain't going to say the best. Actually, she had the toughest. So she had the
toughest. Yeah.
Rounds.
That's why I moved down the
most consistent three rounds. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into Gnome right now. What does that say about Gnome? Obviously, after that battle, it has to be Goods and Verb, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's like, whatever, is it? Or DNA Ill Will?
Well, yeah, you got DNA and Ill Will.
Even though Clips and Tay-Rock didn't battle that night, but...
Tay-Rock and Clips. I mean, yo, you for some real shit, I don't know if Tay-Rock and Clips would have been as good on the main stage. Like, some of these battles, some battles are just fucking good on the small stage, my nigga.
Surf and T. My bad.
Yo, man. Big T, you are so
lucky.
You battle
Surf and T on the big stage.
Niggas going in. These niggas going in. Let me hear this shit.
Surf and T on the big stage. Who wins? Fuck the bullshit. Surf and T on a big stage. Who wins?
That Surf kills him.
All right, I'm just making
sure. He probably chews him in front of everybody in the crowd and hands out portions.
Damn it.
God.
Damn it,
what?
Man.
Come on, man. We got to stop playing games, man. We got to stop this shit. And this nigga is reaching out to Snoop like, yo, holla at me. Like, come on.
Chill,
yo, come on, man. Stop playing with me, big man.
Chill, me.
Yo, how the fuck Snoop reaching out to everybody and this nigga reaching out to Snoop? Come on, my nigga. Knock it off, man.
This nigga's letting the cannon off.
Like, what? Come on, man.
This nigga's letting the cannon off.
Like, gosh, dude. Put the shot. Who got that? Who got blue group? What the fuck are you talking about, nigga? Like, come on, man. That nigga's
out, man. Yo, I ain't gonna front though. My man BX Legend 84 said this, and Big T, I ain't killing you, but I did have a problem with how many times you say, "Yo, my gun's so big." That was like, you really OD'd with my gun is so
no.
big, like it.
No,
it was
casket. This dude said casket, like.
I mean, you in the casket of a view. I mean, why the fuck did you bring up the Fox fight in the second and the third round? Is what I'm trying to figure out too. I don't know, man. Like, you could have, he could have did better. It's been magic for God's sake. Like, look. We gotta ignore the fact that 50 co-signed this nigga. He was obviously drunk when he said that shit then. Or whatever.
Man.
And I'm saying, what do you mean what shit? Then this nigga, man. He need to thank Surf, man. He needs to fucking thank Surf that he battled him in that motherfucking small room. For real. Besides that, DNA.
I had T beat in Clips, though, you know.
Yeah, and Clips too, and Clips in the Clips battle. In a small room. Well, no, it was a big stage, somewhat. I don't know, it just looks awkward, man. Come on, Big
What's
T.
What's next for T? What's next?
Hell, son, it's like that, what's next for T? That shit sounds crazy. What's next for T?
What is next?
Damn
I mean,
it, Big
what,
T.
What's next? Who do we want him battle next?
A-Hat?
Come on, Sam.
What?
Damn it, man.
I'm just saying, man. Shout out to A-Hat, man. What a hat.
Dre, what's next for Big T, Dre? Come on.
He got a fan base, though. I would say that. Yo, hold on real quick. I want to address somebody right here.
So this
nigga too short Kelsey on Twitter. Can we stop talking about female battle rap one more time? Who cares? My nigga, we fuck with Queen of the Ring, son. We ain't doing this to get on a good side. We watch Queen of the Ring. And to be fair, my nigga, no shots too short, Kelsey. The girls been having better battles than the... Damn, Kelsey's telling us for how many fucking weeks now. Goddess and fucking Hustle had the best battle on that card. So we got to show respect to the Queen of the Ring, man. Come on, man. That's crazy. I fuck with the females heavy. I know my brothers do, too, so...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And Queen of the Ring battle, I'm watching that shit, son. I ain't mean to go on a tangent, but I see him twice. Yeah. Like, keep it funky. Y'all really don't care about female battle rap. Nah, son. They ain't doing that to be on some. Niggas fuck with Queen of the Ring.
Call body, son. Like,
I mean, you have Snoop, actually. Snoop is working with Queen of the Ring, too, yo.
Yeah, we done had every week. We had QB up here.
Queen of the Ring is popping, man.
Son, we had 40 up here. QB, Carficial, Hustle,
Jazz,
Couture, twice, Jazz. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, you know what I'm saying? That goes without saying, son.
Hell, Bonnie called up.
Bonnie called
Devo,
up. Devo. Rich Dollar, you know?
All the time.
Mean, man? I mean, and we about to have somebody else on. I mean, they ain't doing their fucking thing, man, at the end of the day, man.
But, yeah, real talk. Niggas are saying Big T and Magic would have been better in a small room. I disagree. I don't think those I don't know. I kind of disagree with that small room shit now with certain niggas. Like,
nah, I agree with that, though, B. That I agree with somewhat, yo. I think that's
I don't think so, son. I don't think those rhymes was that hot that it's going to be better in a small room.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You say, I mean, that was just horrible. The Fox battle was just like, you really what up a Fox fight?
If the battle goes the same way it went down in a small room, and the same results, where, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say this. You know, we get on Big T, we get on Magic. I don't know. Big Magic also, my nigga. Big Magic was climbing, son. Like, literally climbing into my top five. Like, he was last year. I thought, son. Last year, Magic had a good run last year. Magic had a good run last year, son. Come on, now. He gave Clips a run for his money. He did?
Yeah.
I thought he was climbing in my top five, but, man... I don't know, son. We got Cortez and Danny Myers next. We're talking about what Big T got to do next. No disrespect to him, but what the Magic is going to do next, because he got two big battles coming up with Cortez and Danny Myers, my nigga.
That's what I said. That's what I'm saying. I hope he
Real
got choked out because he can't afford it.
And then
he got
Cortez and Danny Myers?
Yeah, son. And then you got Big K, excuse me. Big K and Danny Myers, right?
Yeah,
part of me, y'all.
Now, I'm about to say, where the fuck did that shit go down? That would be, I don't know how I feel, but that thought it might
be. Here's my thing. I hope he got choked out. He's going to lose the Big K and conceded if he chokes. I'll tell you that.
Didn't he choke Hush Rumnitty?
Yeah, a little bit. Stomalitis.
He slipped.
Stomalitis.
Oh, okay. I guess we'll let that slide.
For sure.
I guess those don't matter no more. You ain't counting those no more, huh? I don't know.
Counting what?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, man. Y'all niggas can't be giving the... I ain't giving Verb no pass for choking and slipping up, so I know we...
Nobody gives a pass. Nobody gives a pass. Nobody gets a pass.
Magic lost that round when he choked, yo. No question. Nitty had better bars.
I mean, content-wise, he was light years beyond Big T, in my opinion. That's all I can really say about it. He was good up until the choke, man. It is what it is.
I'd rather have someone choke, though. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about I'd rather have someone choke that has some hot shit still than help someone have a full battle of weak, just under-par material. That's my thing. I'd rather be entertained and before someone chokes and after someone chokes and not be entertained at all.
All right, but when they choke, it's like, come on, my nigga. I feel you. I know what
you're saying. I agree with you. There is no excuses for the choke. It is awkward. It takes the whole steam out of everything.
Out of everything, my nigga. It's like, you could have said the most fire shit. That's why Lux ain't win that first round, my nigga. Like,
yeah, son. I tell you, but what are you talking about? How you gave Lux that first round, my nigga?
First round, bro. Nah, bro.
How?
Nah.
So what are you saying? I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter no more if niggas choke. Fuck it.
I had Lux that first round, too, though. I mean.
But Calico, yo, but son, come on. Calico, best round of the battle, you'd agree with that first round, right? Nah. Cal's first round out of all his rounds, out of all Cal's three rounds, best round, I thought. Because the second round, he went to the Proctor shit. Then the third round, he addressed Smack with Howard and niggas not be here if he wasn't here, Young Ill, all these other niggas. So he kind of drifted out of the third round.
Yeah.
But his first round, though, I thought Cal's first round was fuego. Fuego. And he choked, though, Tim. And the way he choked too, son. It was just the way he choked, man. The way Beloved had, you know. But it is.
Is it better for him that he didn't pick up though, after that, and he just cut it?
Who we talking about?
Lux.
What about it again?
Did he just cut that round? Didn't pick up after hospital.
Well, you know what? Of course it is. You know why? That motherfucker knew his third round was gonna be fire.
I mean, all first verse.
Lux know he putting the Summer Jam screen up and all this shit. He knew once I do that and go into my material and throw around, no matter what this motherfucker is, he better have some fire and shit because whatever he says is going to negate what he does. Because I'm going to capture the crowd's attention with this Summer Jam screen. You know, still mad at Busta Rhymes for asking Lux to keep down the screen, but pause on that. That's another story. Anyway. That still burned my soul to this day. And it looks like, yeah, Buster, you kept it up. I'm like, no, you didn't, nigga. Shut that shit down, nigga. Whatever. I'm just saying, that always bothers me. That shit always bothers
me. Man, I ain't fucking with some niggas. Y'all niggas on some bullshit. Kimbo, you gotta stop lying about Lux first round, man. Come on, man.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious, yo.
Damn,
all right. They stole back, though, Tim.
Huh?
I mean, because here's the whole thing, my nigga. We already know Lux was more lyrical than Cal. I mean, that wasn't even a debate, that battle with that.
But I had Calico win the battle before that shit popped off. I'm mad enough to say that. I thought Calico was going to win that shit 2-1. I'm mad enough to say that. I did. Before the battle, I had Calico. I said Calico's going to beat Lux 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
When I was wrong. You know, it is what it is. Y'all had Lux winning, or who y'all had before the battle? Who y'all brothers had winning before it popped off?
I think I had Cal winning 2-1 also, honestly.
Yeah, I had Cal winning 2-1.
Yeah.
All right, here we go with the Twitter. Lux first had so many quotables. Here we go. Oh, man. Here we go. Tim Borden started some bullshit. He got about two niggas backing him hard right now.
Check my
it is what it is. It is what it is, man.
I'm just saying. Man, I mean, I think it's possible to do that, but you know what? We can't hold it to where you choke and your opponent does nothing. I mean, battle rap has changed, yo.
It has.
You know what I'm saying? Remember, though, my nigga, you also got to remember back in the day, that's how the rules were, B.
I agree. And I remember back in the day, you rapped until you had no more bars or you choked. That was it. You choked, you're done. Right,
but they're not going to do that. They're not doing that now.
But that was before. That was before it was entertainment purpose, like on
entertainment purposes,
YouTube, and before it was crazy entertainment when people are writing this just blackout fire. Though, so that's what I'm saying.
You know what
that is? Someone choke writing fire than just three rounds of weak shit. Because I don't want to get on somebody for having weak shit for three rounds.
Mm. And you know what, fellas? What I learned on this show, since I'm doing this for the past couple months. Every nigga that come on here always talk about performance, and they talk about you just can't have bars. Goods expressed that a couple times in here. A lot of niggas, Cortez has said that up here too. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's just not bars no more. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was, a lot of niggas would be nice.
Look, here's the reason why it's not just bars, my nigga. You got to really think about it. The bread that these niggas are making is not coming from the small room. That shit is coming from the live audience. You know what I'm saying? They're coming from the main stage. So if niggas... Like for instance, JC and K-Sean, like, obviously, niggas ain't trying to stand in this hair bar and not stop. They want to be entertained and shit like that. That's the reason why it's becoming more and more and more important.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Mm-hmm. It's really because if it wasn't for performance, the niggas probably wouldn't be selling out events the way they are. Be like you have a man on it, you want to go. You have Sheriff on it, you go. Tay Rock, you go. If you want to hear bars and you talking about QP from S1S, you talking Black from the Dallas.
Exactly. Let's be real. Are the top writers getting the top money? No.
Exactly.
No.
Killer Jones top tier.
Wow. Damn.
Is Killer Jones top tier? Let us know. Is Killer Jones top tier?
I have him lower top tier, honestly.
You got him lower top tier? Now, why is he low and he's like top five pen game?
Because he doesn't
That's
have
crazy,
that,
right?
that crazy performance. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's I don't know, man.
But let's
be real.
Nah,
but Cap, you're right, bro. That's crazy,
though. Not like that, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't mind going back and watching battles in the small room and shit.
Me neither.
I didn't see Chilling Jones and JC mad times.
Yep.
But like you said last show, QP Sons, I agree, he is one of the nicest writers out there. Is he getting the top money? No.
No, not even close. He's fucking going on Maury and shit like that.
I'm saying.
He's
on Maury.
He's going to fucking Rock Eyebrow and shit for money. Like, he's not getting paid.
Man, so, you got the Hitman getting the big money.
Let me ask y'all a question. Does Chillin' JC hit hard in the big stage?
Yeah, you know what I think it is? I think it's somewhat their flow. Like JC, I noticed when he rhymes, he just goes. He don't really stop that much for cross action any fucking way. You know what I'm saying?
You know what makes that battle great, though? That made that battle great, we just didn't expect it. It was an unexpected clash.
Yep, facts, though.
That's what makes that battle so great, is you went in there not having high expectations. Like, yo, this better be
That's
a classic.
That's like, Anubis and H.A. Double, same thing. Like, no one expected that battle and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So you can't really reenact or you know, feel that way again. You can't go watch Chillin' JC not expecting that classic because we've seen it before. You can't enact that feeling again. So.
And in a way, yo, I feel bad. I'm happy for them, but I feel bad for them because everybody after that battle expecting them to top that shit.
Exactly.
Both of them, you know what I mean? Whoever they battle, but we got to be realistically speaking, like, it was just them, too. They caught that magic. Mm-hmm. It was just two niggas that actually had line for line going back and forth. That it was just that special.
Right opponent, right time, right day,
right
material.
Exactly.
Everything clicked to make it a classic, you know?
I totally agree with that, yep. Facts, though.
Hey, yo, did you guys shout out? to the nigga, just this nigga Alex Ross and shit. He just hit me up. He said, did y'all hear about that French Montana comment?
What's that?
He said all lyrics, the lyricists are broke or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, he's a fucking clown.
But doesn't that, but I mean, but is that a reach? Is the question. But
well, that's a hip hop though. He's just talking about a hip hop though.
True, but I'm looking at it now, and I guess battle, well, not because you know Lux is lyrical.
Yeah,
I mean, but that kind of
plays. More...
I'm saying it plays into what we're talking about in a way, though. Niggas lyricism, bar wise, like Chilla Jones, QPS, O1S, you know,
right.
Daylight. Well, Daylight's doing other shit. Look at Daylight. Daylight is recognized now, but look at what he's doing to get recognized. It's not from the bars, my nigga. It's from the antics. So I mean. The true lyrics, lyricism, lyrics, nigga, they're not really making that noise. Well, of course it's
right.
Somewhat, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got Headman, you got Surf, you got J-Rock, you got niggas like that. Niggas who know how to balance it out rather than come with just straight fire bars, in my opinion.
Where do we rank J-Rock? Speaking of J-Rock, where do we rank J-Rock?
J-Rock has to be top five. Right, he's too consistent to not be.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Andy has that performance.
Yeah.
Is Tay-Rock beating Danny Myers?
Huh?
Can Tay-Rock beat Danny Myers in battle?
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely. Yeah, this guy. Yeah, this guy.
I don't know if I would run and say that. I think Danny Myers would turn up to him.
Here's the thing about Myers, though, bro. Like, Myers, I'm a Myers fan. Here we go. Dre, cover your ears, Dre. You're not going to like this.
Okay,
here's
I am.
Here's the thing about Myers, though. Everything is so fast with Myers. Like, it doesn't take time to hit. Rock lets his shit hit.
Yeah.
Every time he will still let bark in your face while spitting that shit. It will hit.
But hold on. Now, the barking on your face, I'm glad you said that. Sometimes, y'all agree, that a nigga can bark on you, but he ain't really saying nothing when he barking on you. I'm not saying T-Rock does that, but would y'all agree that happens a lot in battle rap?
Yeah, but T-Rock, I can't say that about T-Rock when he's battling.
Okay.
But I agree with you. That's like the worst look, when you're in someone's face not saying shit, nothing's hit.
T-Rex, get shotgun shoes.
I don't think
about
shoes,
too. But I got Rock winning that battle.
Rock Myers, I ain't mad at that.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at that.
Yeah. I was just asking.
I ain't mad at that.
Hold on. Rock top five? All right. We got Hollow. Is Hollow top five? Are we agreeing on that?
I got Hollow my top five.
Yeah.
Wait, are we saying Surf isn't top five?
No, Surf ain't my top
not
five.
Right
nope.
Now.
Nope.
Not
nope.
Okay. So we agree we got Clips.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, we got Clips. Yes, who else top five? So, yeah, now, is Lux top five? Well, you said once a year don't really count, right?
We ain't doing I can't put them in there. I know some other brothers will do that. I can't put Lux and Mook in my top five just because they don't battle. Look, they legends. I want niggas to hear us again. They are legends. You hear Caps, Timo, and Dre? We're saying they are legends. I just can't put
them in top five. Right to throw them into the top five out of the way.
you know what I'm saying?
Well, Lux actually has three battles now, so.
Mm.
I don't know.
My top five, I got Hollow.
Hold on real quick. Timbo, I want to say something about T-Rock real quick. Somebody on Twitter said T-Rock is the most dangerous battler on URL. Is that true, fellas?
Man, I think I'm going to have to agree with that comment right there.
Okay.
Right now, okay. I would say so, yeah.
I mean, who is really beating T-Rock right now?
Clips. My man.
Well, okay, Clips.
It's a big Clips, though.
Yo, mad niggas got Clips winning that, and even that wasn't Clips.
I got Clips winning that shit, too.
Yeah.
But not no destroy shit. Ain't like he fucking rocked T-Rock, no pun intended.
Nah.
He didn't, you know what I'm saying? He just, he had a, and some niggas
DNA
got T-Rock winning.
Is DNA going to beat T-Rock?
Listen,
I'm not
man, all I'm going to say about that.
Anymore. I'm not going to count DNA. I saw what happened last time, yo. I don't want to come on this shit apologizing to anybody.
But it was, I don't think T-Rock is going to play himself like that.
DNA just beat Ill Will. Right? That's what nigga said, right?
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Cool.
Is he gonna? Why can't he beat Tay Rock?
Because I don't think Rock is gonna have a performance. I think Ill Will. You know what I think? I think Ill Will was. I don't want to say gassed up from the fans from this show. Of course, this show where people was telling them already, "Oh, Ill Will gonna beat DNA, son. We ain't gotta watch that shit, nigga. Stamp it. It's already stamped, nigga. Niggas would have fucking bet their rent money that
you,
fucking
you know
Ill Will would have beat
I
DNA.
I bet DNA. I bet DNA was so happy. People were saying that too.
Hell yeah, he was happy as fuck,
oh,
of course.
Man, he was excited. He was like, yo.
Son, I guarantee when DNA walked up that stage, he must have been like, man, fuck these niggas, all y'all niggas, man. Because everybody had him being getting beat.
Are we placing Tay Rock over O-Red?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let me say it again. Can I say it again? Hell yeah.
I think, you think Tay Rock would wash them? They had a rematch?
Tay Rock will be O-Red right now, son.
Yep.
O-Red gonna come with that. Let me shut up, man.
Well, what?
What?
Why are you saying that again? Yeah, this
thing
is stupid.
Put it on burner.
Wow, bro.
Yo. Oh, y'all niggas is funny, son. What about John John?
Oh, man. Somebody said John would beat Tay Rock. Yo, I fucks with John John heavy. That's the homie. Shout out to John John. He fucks with Aggie Fans Radio. He fuck with me, Timbo, and Caps. But I would tell John John straight up and down, I got Tay Rock will beat John John at their back. I'm sorry. It is. That's not, nah, I'm not a biased nigga. And John John's the homie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think John John would hang with him. I don't know if he'd beat him. I think I might be able to reach that. Beat is this close. I don't know about that one either.
Mm-hmm. I agree. 2-1 Rock. John John could win, though. I wouldn't be surprised, but I have
Rock 3-Zip.
Take Rock on it.
Rock 3-Zip.
Damn, 3-Zip over John John? Really?
Oh, no, excuse me. I thought about, I had O-Red in my head. I'm sorry. My bad. I mean, 2-1, 2-1.
Damn, 3-Zip over Red, though?
Yeah, 3-Zip over Red, Tim. Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Not no body bag, just, you know, 10-8, 10-8, 10-8.
Okay. I can see that. Rock up there. He's dangerous, though, yo. He's really dangerous right now.
Damn, man. Rock is like... So maybe Smack didn't... So Smack ain't reaching when he said that I'll put Rock up against anybody.
He said the same thing about Ill Will, too, but...
Rock's doing all that.
Hey, yo, he's 50%. Let's not go crazy right now, though.
Is Rock being Arsenal?
Wow.
Mm.
Who?
Mm. Now, Arsenal might be. Arsenal could fuck around and rock with Tay Rock, I think.
Yeah, of course. He could. But I think would win?
That's the whole thing about Arsenal. I don't know, because I don't think he went 100% versus Daylight. Either, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I think
he'd go 100 in one round, though.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
But then again,
you don't never really know what the fuck Daylight is going to do. I'm wondering, does that really play a part in some of these minds when they actually battle this nigga?
Right?
Like, you don't know what this nigga going to do. He might come out dressed as a fucking red Skittle and shit and battle you. You don't know. Like,
Yo. Oh, man. Jeez.
Yo, I got a question right here. Hold on. Do you guys think it hurts Tay Rock being that loyal to Smack?
Wow. You know why I can't? I'm going to say no, because I remember, I forgot what I read it on. Either I read or I seen it in a blog where Tay Rock was like, Smack, look out for that nigga, like on some off-battle rap type shit, on some real-life situation shit. And I think that shit goes a long way right there. You know what I'm saying? Cause you don't
it
know
does
what,
go a long way. I totally agree with you said, Caps. 100% agree with what you said. 100%.
Yeah, we don't know what Smack really did behind. And then Smack, let's keep it real. Smack did help that nigga. If Tay Rock was to go somewhere right now and battle, he's going to get money. I don't know what the nigga's making no shit like that, but, I mean, his name, he's out there. Now he's out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you can't say you don't know who the fuck Tay Rock is.
Yeah, that's crazy talk. That's crazy talk, yeah.
You know what I mean? And the fact that he's been loyal to you overall, I mean, shit, he's been consistently getting battles. You don't see I don't see him complaining about battle dropping. He's getting the big names. I mean, what the fuck? He got a rematch with Clips, for God's sake. You don't see
Smack. Nobody
really getting rematches.
He's that. You know what? He's that loyal to Smack. Where he's probably Smack. Probably told him, you know what? Don't fuck with those niggas. Not him.
You think? Nah, I'm asking you, man.
I won't be surprised.
You put it up, nigga. Don't run now.
No, I ain't running. I won't be surprised, though, fam. I'll just leave it like that.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I don't think Tay-Rock would have left anyway.
Mm.
Yo, he's real adamant about that, URL loyalty, my nigga.
He's real, for real.
I think that Smap looks out for him, man. I think he does. I don't think he get paid crumbs like niggas be trying to make it seem and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree
and
with that guy.
And if he is getting paid crumbs, that's kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga is like the most consistent nigga out here at Bar Wash right now.
I'm going to go on record and say he's not getting paid crumbs.
Yeah, he's not getting paid crumbs.
Big K versus K-Rock.
I mean, I don't know what the holdup is with that.
I know the holdup for that is. I can take the holdup.
What?
Is Big K ever gonna battle on a URL stage? That's the holdup.
I don't think so. And before K-Rock
ain't going nowhere else.
Hold up. Before y'all start blowing us up about the fucking B Magic and Big K, that came from someone else booking the card, and then URL got it. So it's not really the same. But remember when Beasley came on, he said he could have took Big K off, but he did. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, I hope though that this is the step for him to be on that Smack stage though, because it's going to be released on the Smack YouTube on URL.
Right.
Me too. I think so too. And I would like to see him start getting some names. I want to see Big K and Cortez. Big K and Old Red, maybe.
Okay.
I want to see, but let's go.
Oh, he would kill those dudes. Come on.
You think he would kill Old Red, Big K?
Yeah.
I think he would, yo. Yeah.
I don't say kill. I'm not going to say kill.
He would clearly win, but I'm not saying body bag or nothing. But
yo,
I'm not saying no body bag.
Big Cannon is such a fire bag. Yo, Big K first round is crazy, B. Yo, that nigga, shout to ARP. ARP got a sleeper event, my nigga. Like, wait till the battle starts.
You
gotta
start.
You got a lot of dope battles.
Release him, bro. Go.
Yeah, release him, ARP, for real. Can you release them joints? Real nigga shit, bro.
Now,
he about to fuck around and steal. Well, nah, I can't say steal the summer because Queen of the Ring, they doing their thing too. But he gonna steal the summer and shit. That JC inside boy, man. Wait till that shit drop, yo.
I gotta go back to this question that we talked about after the Total Slaughter shit. Gnome is coming to an end. We have one more battle left, which drops Monday. Young Gaddis and Miss Hustle. What are y'all expectations with Summer Madness for? Because I'm gonna be real with y'all. Even though I know this is the main event, I'm just not expecting, and I'm putting this on the battle list, not Smack, Norbs, Speedy, none of these niggas. It's going to be the same episode, the same movie, 2.5 remix, where the same shit happened at Gnome is going to happen at Summer Madness, where niggas is coming half bars, choking, not coming, talking about it's in my car, all this other crazy shit. Is that what's going to happen? Because I ain't trying to see that.
I think it could happen, I think anytime you get the big names and the big money thrown around, I think it could always happen.
I mean, is it the fact that a lot of these niggas are battling in other leagues so much, too? Is that also the reason why? Or no? I mean, cause niggas are taking, like, damn near 1-2 battles a month now. They obviously are not preparing as much as they used to back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So is that playing a factor also in this or what?
In a way, because people, you know, the battle rap community is quick to say they don't feel Charlie Clips goes 100%, even though he finds ways to win. You know, he boxing you at a fucking 70% or 75% and still finding a way to win, or just edging the battle or making it debatable.
10-9,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, I'm not gonna lie, man. I want somebody to beat Clips convincingly. I want someone to beat this thing convincingly. That way he can stop
playing.
We can see, you know what I'm saying, with him at 100%. I got to be honest.
I will say this. I do want to see blood in his mouth. Pause. I do want to see that. I do want to see him get blood in his mouth.
We have some with
Rex.
B-Magic did that. I thought Magic did that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think B Magic. Well, I mean, Clutch wasn't on his A game versus Magic either. I think Magic did too. Yeah, but I mean, you know what I mean.
Nah, Charlie Clutch's first round was crazy though. That's a low key battle niggas don't talk about, man. That battle was still dope. Even the third round was kind of whatever, but the battle was still dope though. I thought.
Yeah, is Rex gonna give Clutch that run?
Huh?
Yeah. You think so?
Say it again, Tim.
Is Rex gonna give Clutch that run for his money?
Hell no.
Damn. No.
Yo, I don't know, my nigga. Because Rex, yo, you got to keep it real. Rex, I mean, I don't know, man. It's something about Rex. Everybody fucks with him. I mean, not everybody fucks with him. I'm not saying he's whacking no shit, but, I mean, we know he's not going to be choking and slipping up none of that shit. Content-wise, I think Clips is way better. But flow-wise, Rex might be better than him. I don't know if he's going to beat him, though.
Oof.
In fact, he's not going to beat him. I don't think Rex is going to beat Clutch. What am I talking about? I don't. Let me stop finding that. I don't, my nigga. Like, but, I mean, niggas fuck with Rex, though. But I don't know. Like, when a nigga battles Clutch, he got to go hard fucking body. Like, don't play no games, man. Like, Red would have, like, tried to, like, kill this nigga. He started pulling out pictures. Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
All right. I got a question, Cass. What's next for Will? Ill Will. I mean, we haven't heard his name in a while, let's be real.
Yo, that nigga fell off the face of the earth after that DNA battle, right?
Right. Yep.
Wow, that must be, man. You know that's fucking with him. I mean, he has to body his next opponent. So let me get this straight. He's not battling Arsenal, right? Cause I saw a fake card up there that has said him in Arsenal, so that's not going down?
I saw a fake one, too. I don't think it's been confirmed off. But I don't think it's – I haven't heard anything from Arsenal or Will, like any hints at all on it.
I don't know. I think that Will obviously needs to come back strong his next battle, not know the Babel clear shit. I mean, he battled Johnny Alcatraz.
Yeah.
DNA.
Tay Rock,
yeah. Man, that means Tay. Damn, Will, damn. Rocker than DNA.
Dre.
Yo.
What's next for Ill Will?
What's next for Ill Will?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I think Ill Will, yo, that's one cat I want to see what he does in the next battle. It'd be very interesting to see. I think people are writing him off. And let me ask y'all a question. Are we bad as a battle rap community when a nigga loses a battle and it's like the end of the world? We act like the nigga is fucking sucked. And we act like he should never battle again. He should sit in the fucking corner and get fucking pelted with rocks. I mean, sometimes we get kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? I know DNA beat Ill Will, but it ain't like Ill Will is straight trash.
Yeah,
I mean, niggas had Ill Will in they top five. I heard niggas say that Ill Will in they top five. Now that he lost to DNA, niggas don't even talk about Ill Will no more. I don't see niggas on Twitter being like, Ill Will this, Ill Will that. Before it was like, Ill Will's a fucking monster. Now it's like, what y'all think, man? I don't know.
I think that this is battle rap is a fucking sport. And just like any other sport, you got loyal-ass fans. It's just like basketball, baseball, football, whatever. You got the fans. Look at this fan base. You got 31,000, 50,000 followers. I mean, so why do we critique them like that? He flip flop is what it is. I mean, but hey, if you stand your egg, you ain't got to worry about that. That's how I see it. See, the problem with the shit, I think, is that it's becoming less and less of a sport in all reality. It was a sport. Again, niggas wanted to actually win. Now, niggas don't really give a fuck about winning. They just care about showing up and getting that bread. That's the difference with it now.
Right.
That's the reason why niggas are worrying about the shit. Don't go over 2 minutes. I time for 2 minutes. Don't do 205. That's why it's like this now and shit. I'll battle you for one round for a stack or two. I'll do it. Like, what the fuck? Like, we want to see you for three. So obviously they don't give that much of a fuck about what we think.
Right.
They still doing what the fuck they want to. So
true.
Yo, we getting flame on Twitter, man. People want to talk to us, man. What's up, y'all?
Let's go. We getting flame for what? Let's go. Okay.
Let's go. Let's go to Detroit. 313-695.
Man, y'all talking about so much shit, I forgot what I even asked to say to y'all, man.
We always over the place, man.
I feel it because, like, I had a whole bunch of stuff that y'all brought up that I really wanted to touch on, just that I'm trying to figure out where I want to go first. Big T, retirement. Give it up, straight up.
Retirement?
Damn.
Hold on. I wouldn't mind seeing him in a small room before I went that far. Now, if he goes in a small room and I feel that that's same, my nigga, then it's going to be like, all right, whatever.
I feel you, but I ain't trying to give him no chances. So he's supposed to be top tier, man. He's supposed to come with it, right?
Oh, he's not top tier. We didn't say that.
No, I said he's supposed to be top tier, so he's supposed to come with it all the time. But
so hold on, caller. I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize. I got to ask my brother Caps a question. So, Timbo, caller, Caps, I need to ask y'all a question. So, we strapping Big T of the top tier. He's strapping that title now. Is that what we doing?
He's in the top tier.
Yeah.
No, he's not top tier. He's not top tier no more, yo. He can't be. Come on, man.
Damn it, man.
He can't be.
Go ahead, retire.
He can't be.
You can't put him in the PG.
Retire. Oh, damn it, man.
Why we can't put him in the PG? Isn't that proven grounds?
Damn it, man.
All right, he's missed it. Listen, Nick Cannon just finished smoking this nigga. I mean, what do you mean? I mean, we can look all over the place to see he's been losing everywhere. We got to be something. Hell, I didn't say Verb wasn't top 10. I said he's not in my top 5. Verb, he need to step it the fuck up, too. You got Drizz fan club fucking harassing me on Twitter and shit.
For real.
I'm about to get a blog bashing Verb in a second, man. But Big T has got to be stripping that title. Come on, man. Think about this. If we don't strip Big T of that title, right, what makes him go harder his next battle?
I feel you saying. I agree with that aspect of it. We niggas got to get on him to shake him up a little bit. I agree with that part.
Yeah, he still got paid. He still got another big name. He ain't going to care.
Right.
He ain't going to care. You gotta take that title from him, man. Big T is no longer top tier as far as the Angry Fan Movement. I don't know about y'all. As far as the Angry Fan Movement is involved and shit, he ain't top tier, man. Fuck that shit. We gotta start ranking these niggas ourselves, B. That's what we gotta start doing on this show. We go by fucking rules, whatever. We do what the fuck we wanna do, B.
Right.
I'm not worried about all these other niggas who saying he's top tier.
Right.
Caller, what do you think?
Oh, no, I agree, man. Get rid of him. Put him in the car, man.
Is there anybody else who needs to be stripped the top tier?
Wow.
You put me on the spot.
I'm not stripping Surf. Surf's top tier, B.
No, I think about the top of my head.
Yeah, we all know in reality there's no such thing as a top tier. We know that, but since everybody wants to fucking keep using this shit.
There is levels to this, though.
Yeah. There's levels, but I was, like, top 10 is, like, a fucked up way of putting. Well, yeah. Big T's is not top 10. Who else ain't?
Oh, man.
Tech 9.
Yeah, Nate 4 Minute was slipping.
Tech 9.
Perfect example. Tech 9. He was top 10.
Yeah.
Was. Is he now?
Nah, he's a legend.
Yeah, I mean, just because look. You could be a legend and
you
be
won't,
at.
Why would you put Tech N9ne as a legend? I'm just curious.
Tech N9ne is a legend, my G.
I just want to know. You know what? Tech N9ne is definitely a Philly legend
because he's been battling for mad long too.
Yeah, right. Texas is a legend, man. He's a legend. He got a Hall of Fame jacket, man. He got it.
I just thought about the man. You remember he battled Russ back then? Remember he battled Russ? That was a good battle, though. Nobody would talk about that shit.
Yeah.
Right. So we going to do the same thing for T2? In that legend category or no?
T and Tech 9
in the same boat, though.
Did this nigga say Big T's a legend? Come on, man.
No, I didn't say that. I said, are we going to put him in that category now? Or no.
Hell
no. I was asking a question.
No. I don't think so.
Yo, I really think that surf battle, but that must have been on his birthday or something, man.
Damn. Good looking out, though, man. We're going to try to get some calls here. Good looking.
No. Go ahead, bro.
You already know. Let's get some people here, Timbo. Let's hot at these people.
What?
That is bad.
Hey, you bad radio, nigga. Fuck that shit.
You already, man. You already.
Hold on. 239-234.
Fort Myers.
239-234. Yo. Well, good.
Yo.
239.
Nobody on.
All right, man. Got your 15 seconds of fame. Salute. Let's go 216-773. You guys are going to clog up these calls. Fucking not answer, yo.
You see what I'm going on. Everybody on hold in this motherfucker.
410-428.
Hello? Yo.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's good, homie?
What's good?
Yeah. I'm calling just to let y'all know this Big T is horrible, man.
Damn.
Big T, I think Big T just need to battle like PGs and work his way back up.
My thing. Do you do that to someone like that? I mean, he has pride though. He will never do that.
I mean, he don't have to battle like the new. I mean, he could battle like, you know, High Double or somebody from last year, somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They gotta be some type of control, man. I mean, come on, we can't just let this shit just keep going like this.
Yeah, but yeah, that's all I have to say, man. I want to let you know, man. Angry Fan, yo, you the funniest motherfucker on the planet, yo.
I wish it was dope.
He said Big T was battling Surf on his birthday. I was done.
Oh, man. Hey,
yo, shout out to the Angry Fan movement, man. This is Angry Fan Junior. Yeah, this is Angry Fan Junior, man.
What up, my nigga? I fuck with this nigga on Twitter. What's poppin', man?
Yeah, ain't nothing, man. This nigga is crazy. Yo, he got videos. Yo, this nigga is crazy, son.
Hey, I'm gonna let y'all get some more callers in, man. I'm listening right now.
Ready?
All right,
bro.
Salute. Hey, yo, I thought he was following me on Facebook when I seen the Angry Fan Junior joint. Then I asked the nigga to the group, like, well, whatever, fuck it. Like, this nigga cool as hell and shit.
Yo, I see the trends going on. Niggas is flaming Big T, call after call. Niggas is like, really? Damn it, man.
Come on, you knew that was going to happen.
I did know it was going to happen because I kept saying, man, Big T, man, when this battle drops, son.
I tried to get all the shit out the way before the battle drops, so I don't really have nothing, you know what I'm saying, wild to say and shit. Like, I won't be surprised. I seen it there already, but it's just like, wow. I'm really looking at Big T trying to give this nigga a round. It's to that point that I'm actually trying to give him the win because I think it's just fucking ridiculous that it's not a clear win for him and Magic was not on his A game. So I'm like, maybe I'm tripping out. And it's just like, damn, man. I can't just run and give him a win. Like, damn. That's crazy. And that says a lot. For man long, niggas were saying B Magic wasn't top 10. I think, man, we need to get this nigga newborn or...
Ah, damn, man.
Why can't...
Hold on now. Somebody named, my boy, Young Rick 412 says, Caps, what about one of your favorite battle rappers? He said, if Verb lose one more battle, he shouldn't be considered top 10 no more. I disagree with that.
No. Here's what I say about that, though. He did have a goody with good. I was actually going to say this shit in a blog I got uploaded on Monday, but I was going to say this.
That Showtime shit is cool. I like that Showtime. Like, I'm really getting tired of Verb, too. I don't think niggas get that shit. Like, niggas act like I don't understand. Like, I don't see that shit.
I don't want that battle no more, B.
I really don't. I don't know what happened to this nigga shooting that and Guardio Angels ducking and shit and pillows made of rhino horn. Like you were saying, like, we need that Verb because that's the reason why we like this nigga and shit. It seems like he went hard, pause, and then got to the fame and then started molding it to some old other type shit right now. But
okay.
This nigga look rap wrong out to me.
So I want to play a game with y'all. We're going to do word association, right? And I want to get both y'all brothers' opinion. When I say this nigga's name, what y'all think about this nigga right now? Hitman Holler.
Who is it talking to, caller?
No, I'm talking to you brothers, both of you and Timbo.
No, there's no caller.
Hitman Holler, what I think about him?
I'm going to give you some names right now. The top 10 niggas that have been doing this for a while, what do you think about their career right now? Are they still on point, popping? They fell back a little bit. They got to improve. Hitman Holler, the more than the boy. Let's go.
Marketable.
Yeah, marketable. I don't think Hitman Holler that bad, B. I never thought he was
at
bad.
All.
I always thought Hitman
he's
was
in my
good.
Top five. He's in my five.
And I don't even just mean performance. I like his battles and shit.
Me too.
Even battles,
I like his
battles and shit.
And I hate to say this again, and I'm always saying this on Angry Fans Radio, niggas that sit up there and say, Hitman don't got no bars. Ask yourself this. When your favorite battle rapper battles this nigga, they always get his material to use it against him. I've been saying it. That's facts. You know what I mean? All right.
Yeah, Hitman may not be scheming and shit wild crazy, but
right.
He got bars, my opinion. I watch the Hitman battle. No problem.
Calico.
Yep. Wow. I think Calico fell off. I think Calico, you know what? I think Calico roll, he grinded. Back when he was on Grind Time, Down and Heartless, and all, like, he grinded ill. He grinded to the top. And after he beat Mav, it was like, boom, I'm that nigga. Right. And then that Luck shit just fucked him up. And from there, I don't think he's been the same. Look at this battle with DNA. He don't care. He don't care, I don't think. To be honest,
yeah,
I know he's talking shit. He said, I apologize to the fans. But, I mean, that battle's already out there. We can't get that back. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think right now he cares the same. You heard him. His father's out now.
And I would say this.
He's back on his shit.
I was, when he was on his show, he kept stressing his, and I'm not mad, when I say stressing, not negative when I say stressing, he kept putting emphasis on his music. So I think his mind right now is into music, you know what I mean, more than battle rap. What you think, Timbo?
Exactly.
Man, when I think of Cal, I think a lost battle rapper.
A lost battle rapper?
A lost battle. I think he just needs to find it again. He needs to get on that stage and just find it. I think after, like you said, that Luck shit, he lost it. It was gone. I think he tried to get it back. You know, he had that shit with Surf. You know, I feel like he beat Surf, but I think he needs to be on that big stage and to get it. I think he needs to find it.
You know, some of these niggas, they're not whack. They just lost that motivation. And I pretty much peep that now. Some of these niggas battle for so long, now they're pretty much all cool with each other. Let's keep it real, you know what I'm saying? I don't think none of these niggas is really beefing with each other and shit. They're all trying to get money. They ain't a house for a week, for God's sake, together. So these niggas ain't the same as when they were doing it and they were, like, really trying to make it happen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because Young Rich 412 again says, my nigga, A-Verb lost to Caustic, Disaster, Illmatic, Idy Boom, and Goods. The only victory did. All right,
hold up, my nigga. What are you talking about? He did not lose. All right. That's why battle rap is about opinions, my nigga. Like, you just slid Adi Boom, beat him, and Goods beat him. Like, them shits was facts and shit. Those ain't facts. And them ones, that one round, like, why do niggas take one round? That's crazy to me. Who else you say lost to? Caustic? Who else?
The Caustic, what did I say? He lost the Caustic, Disaster, Illmatic, Adi Boom, and Goods. He said his only victory this year was against Swayze.
Bro, y'all had Disaster beating Verb?
No, I think I had Verb beating Disaster.
I had Verb winning.
Oh, wow. I thought he was bugging for a minute. What the hell was this nigga talking about?
I had Verb winning.
All right, never mind.
I wouldn't say Verb is shaky this shit. I wouldn't say that, though.
Nigga, I don't even run for a Verb battle no more, nigga. I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
Very
shaky.
Yeah. Very shaky. I have to keep it real, my nigga. Like, I don't, son. That's why everybody be like, what's your favorite Verb battle? Like, I like shit like the SB Verb. I like the Hitman Verb, but, like, it's just that SB Verb was that nigga, son. And the Hollow versus Verb, like, I watch throwback battles all the time. I don't just watch the new battles and that's it. We all got our battles that we fuck with. You know what I'm saying? That's
my
the
nigga, watching fucking show. My nigga, I'm watching Johnny Alcatraz against Clean Paper the other night.
Exactly. And that's like a loop for a bat. Like, I be going back, nigga.
Me too, nigga. Cortez. I'm watching Cortez against fucking Skokan. At least you know I'm
yeah,
watching
it. I'll be jumping to the grind time joints and shit.
Yeah.
I'll be going in. Because the new value that thing really is crazy now.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Let's get some more calls in, Tim. I see my fuckers.
Oh, plug me in, man.
All right, yeah. Let's plug some calls. Hold on. I think I got we got a couple on here. Let's go. 657-215.
Yo, man, this James Posey from the group, man.
Oh, shit.
Man, this nigga Timbo looking shaky as fuck with this calico shit. This nigga, yeah, you.
I'm about it.
This nigga Timbo shaky as fuck. Yeah, I'm not gonna let y'all kill Big T like this, man. This nigga
okay.
Big D Magic, like, he has one move, he choking like. No, man.
I'm
like, I'm not
Posey, Posey. My nigga, I've been saying B Magic has got a jump shot. That's it.
Y'all not finna just kill Big T. Like, the nigga was choking all over the place. The nigga be mad.
I'd rather hit
30%
of those jump shots than blank a
No, we – no, nah, Timbo, we sticking to the Diddy rules. In 2002, when J. Mills battled E-Ness, that set the standard. Like, you cannot choke. You can't choke. Like, nigga, you lost.
I'm saying, though. I feel him, though, son. Like, that's what I'm saying. Back in the day, my nigga, you choke. You can't get that dub in that round, my nigga.
So, caller, if your battle rapper is having just crazy bars and your opponent spits the weakest shit, didn't get one ooh, one ah, and you choke, are you telling me that even though you spit fire shit that you lose?
Timbo, we can't switch the game up. We can't do that. We cannot switch
Why
the
not?
Game.
Why
but
not?
To make
I mean,
B
the
Magic,
game's been switching.
Just to make
the game's been switching, bro. You gotta understand where we come from. We get these battle rappers that don't bring three rounds of fire no more, bro. We get one hot battle from an event.
We ain't
hot
switching
battle
the game
event,
up. But we can't switch the game up for B Magic. We can't do that.
Come
the
on,
nigga
man.
Lost.
The game switched so much already, though.
So wait a minute. Hold on, James. So what round you gave Big T?
Big T was trash. Like let's just keep it a buck. Like the nigga was definitely ass. Like the nigga was terrible. But I can't. The Diddy rules. Like we can't do that. The Diddy fucking rules. 2000.
So are you saying Big T beat B Magic?
Big T won. Big Terrence, the nigga won. We can't go. This the format. This is the format. The nigga won. We can't.
So Magic definitely lost round three because of slip-ups.
You can't slip. You had months to prepare. You got paid thousands of dollars. You cannot slip.
Talk about
you lost.
It. Talk about
you
it.
Lost. That's all I had to say, man. Don't kill Big T, man. Big Terrence,
so
I got you, man. These niggas. I'm going
for my nigga. I mean,
you're going to have months to prepare that whack shit. You have months to prepare that. You didn't get one ooh and ah. Come on,
but you,
bro.
Come look,
on.
It was whack. If they,
the
what
game
if, what
changes,
if
bro.
That
you
out?
Have daylight. You have daylight wearing Spawn fucking uniforms and costumes on stage. The game changed, bro. Taking the game change.
We can't put
magic.
We can't
nah,
put daylight
that's,
into it.
That's not the game. That's a whole different rule. You say
no,
that's what I'm saying.
No,
I'm
let
not
me
feeling
tell
that. You can't say niggas can choke and still win.
Yeah, we
I'm
can't. That's what I'm saying.
Saying
I don't
that.
Like he. The material was
once,
trash.
Yo,
like,
once you do that, it's no longer a sport no more, B. You gotta have rules.
Bro,
B. You can't let that go down
rules.
Like that, son. Why you think
he
niggas is getting
the
off
rules.
The kid? You choking around, huh?
Diddy set these fucking rules, man. 2002, I'm telling you, you cannot choke. You lost.
No,
be magic.
I agree with you totally. I'm listening to y'all brothers go back and forth. And, my nigga, if you choking around, man, you know, it's a slippery slope. Because you choking around, yeah, the nigga might have better material than what you spitting, though. But just off GP alone, you choke, my nigga. That stripes off your report card.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like. You can't
that's
possibly
what
you
can't
get deducted and shit. You know what I mean?
You can't let that go down and make it seem like it's okay if you choke around. No.
I do agree the game has changed. And I know, my brother, I know you're saying Diddy rules, but we know that shit has changed, man. Niggas incorporated all kind of rules and battle rap.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
that's
all about
true.
Performance. Niggas give two fucks about bars
Now it's true. But what Timbo was saying is not. Man, come on, James. Come on, James. You just said it's not true. I said it, bro. Fuck out of here, bro.
Come on, Timbo. You said,
yeah, that's
when you said
true.
That Cali, when you said Lux won the first, like, I had to, your opinion low-key voided, man.
You realize how many people have Lux winning that shit 3-0 in every single round? Like, how
niggas
many
are,
people, bro?
The game
has changed, yo, whether we like it or not. You know, you want to know how bad I want to go back to where it was five rounds of fire? Last five-round battle, I didn't even watch the whole thing. That was Mook and Solomon. The game has changed, man. We have to accept games change, bro.
But that doesn't mean you can choke, though, man.
You can't choke, man. Diddy rules, man. O2, man. Can't choke, man.
Nah. I'm not saying you
before
can
I go,
choke.
Before
I'm not
let's,
you can
let me get out of here. Before I go, though, man, wing y'all co-host, man. DNA is terrible. Like, DNA.
Oh, man.
He putting silencers on knives. He letting the razors blend. Like, DNA is terrible, man. So
battles, though,
Rock,
man.
Rock 3-0, man. Rock 3-0.
He won his last two
that's all I had to say, man. Rock 3-0, man.
But he won his last two battles.
He didn't win, man. That nigga won by default, man.
He be present ill will.
He loading up Sportas 3. He loading Sportas up. He's loading up Sportas. He's slamming
nigga,
razors,
saying,
man.
Though.
Like, come on,
I'm
man. Like,
my nigga, but he slapped up Prez though, fam. Come on now.
Man, y'all got it,
he
man. That nigga
Prez. He didn't bitch slap him. Blood in Prez mouth. Check that little
Prez
nigga.
Prez is terrible. Prez
he threw
is
that
terrible.
Nigga in the locker, my nigga. He threw Prez in the locker.
Prez terrible, man. But y'all got it, man. Y'all got it. If y'all like niggas loading up Sportas and niggas putting scopes on knives, that's what y'all like. That's y'all,
oh,
man. Y'all got
man.
It.
I'll
that's all
you,
I had, man. Y'all
I'll
got
tell
it.
You, my nigga. I'll tell you. Shut up,
bro.
My nigga. You have
easy, yeah. Man. Yo, James is crazy, B. Shout out to Wayne.
Yeah.
Huh?
Let's get some callers in, man. Let's talk to the people, man. All
right, y'all. Hold on. We got some guests coming up.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Hold on. No, we'll take a couple more. Let's go. We got someone waiting. Hold up. Fucking James, yo. This motherfucker. Oh, now it's changed. When Dre says the game changed.
I'm just saying it
because he agreed right after he disagreed. Nah, but
y'all would agree though, man. Like, yo, a nigga chokes in a round though. So they choked in a round against weak material. Is that what we're doing? Is that how the round is probably too big? Between Big T and
But here's the thing. We all want to be entertained, yo.
Wait a minute. I just thought about something, three. We all kind of being contradictive because we got Hustle Beat and Jazz.
Okay.
How many rounds did Hustle choke in?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
You ain't see it.
My nigga tweet this shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel you. Like, yo, what? Damn.
See, if at the event, niggas were at the event, could tell us better because I'm just going off on what. I know Twitter was going crazy that night when I remember that shit vividly. Can't front.
But that's the same thing, though?
That's
why
the games changed. That's why the games changed, too. You can edit out choke.
You can just tweak out shit.
Yo, Timbo going to find a way to get his point in, B.
I'm just saying.
That nigga's gonna find a way to get his point in, my nigga.
That's why we the fucking ESPN of battle rap, man. It is what it is, man.
These are all fucking facts. But here's what it is. Here's what it comes down to. Like Dre said, do you go with someone that has fire rounds? Or, like, good bars, and that's getting reaction, and it's keeping you entertained, and then chokes, or someone that has just weak material. I think that's what it comes down to now. That's where it's changed.
Mm. And you know what, too, though? I know niggas saying B-Magic got one style. But you know what? If B-Magic listens to us, he's saying, all right, I'm listening to Caps, Timbo, and Dre right now on Angry Fans Radio. Maybe I should switch my style up. And he does that or tries to attempt
yep.
to switch his style. And that's not really him. We're going to flame him. And
yeah.
You know he's going to get flamed. He's damned if he
Yo,
do,
we,
damned if he don't.
We got the guests on right now. Murder Mook, Dot Mall, what's good?
Yo, what's up, what's up?
What's up,
what's
my
good,
nigga?
What's good, man? What's the word?
Doing big things out here, my G. Doing big things out here, my nigga.
Talk about it.
Yo.
You know I'm trying, man.
Wait, first of all, Mook, I want to say my bad, my nigga, because Caps was the only man on this show that had you winning 2-1 going into the
yeah.
battle. Me and
my
brother Timbo, we had Lux beating you, but... Oh, my nigga, that was tough.
Yeah, no,
wow,
I mean, it's cool. It's cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like if somebody said they hadn't beaten me or whatever that they, like, somebody would look at them like they crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was a lot of people who hadn't beaten me. You know what I mean? It wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But remember I said on the show, like, right before I came, I said, yo, what if I kind of destroy him, though? And y'all was like, yo, Wyatt, wait a minute. Yo, you think you're going to... I'm just saying. I ain't saying. I just, yo, what if? You know what I mean? But, nah, it's
yeah.
all good, though. It's all good.
Hey, Move, I want to switch topics. Yeah, what do you think about this whole choking topic? I don't know if you was hearing this talk. Like, what do you think about that? If you choke, do you lose in that round? What do
if
you think?
If you choke, do you lose? Do you what?
That round.
I mean, that's how I was always. I mean, wait. So let's define a choke, though. Like,
okay.
A choke is when you stop and can't get it back, or when you stop but then you can get it back.
You choke and you can't get it back, like B-Magic did.
Yeah, that's automatic loss of a round.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you stumble and
mm-hmm.
you kind of mess up or something, you know what I'm saying? But then you could come back and you get it back, then. You know, you might take, you know, it hurts you a little bit, but it doesn't make
Mook.
You automatically lose a round.
Mook, here's my argument on this. If your opponent doesn't say anything to get any type of reaction, anything dope, but the person who does choke has bars and is getting reaction and
well,
keeping everybody entertained, and then that happens. That's kind of where I'm coming from with it.
Yeah, no, I get that, and that's what I was going to say, like, you know, that's a you know, it's a fine line because
mm-hmm.
I mean it's like something where like you fighting somebody and you whipping their ass and then you just hit them in the nuts. You know what I'm saying? And then you get some points taken off. You know what I'm saying? Like say you get points taken off and you wind up losing that round. You feel me? Like
mm-hmm.
it's as crazy as it sounds, man, like the technical part of it to me, it's just as much as, you know what I'm saying, the actual rapping. Like, you gotta stay to the true to the what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people are going to be mismatched because they're going to be like, yo, they're going to be on your side, bro. They're going to be like, well, even if a nigga wasn't saying nothing, I mean, even if the other person had a whole round but he didn't say nothing, and this person, he might have got a minute or 2 minutes and then choked, you know, I still give it to the person that choked, but it's like,
mm-hmm.
I just never came from that. Like I said, came from that. It was always...
But has the game changed that much, though, to where... But I know when you were coming up, it was about... I mean, you rapped until you were finished, but now, you, as we all know, it's just entertainment.
Yeah, like, when we rapped, it was like if a nigga stumbled and slept up on a word, you win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't even giving a nigga no time. It was like, if I'm
mm-hmm.
rapping and I'm like, yo, and I come through, hit a nigga with the, I said, hold up. I said, nah, ain't no hold up.
Yeah,
boom.
Exactly.
It's
out. I'm used to that shit right there.
That's how we did it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But shit happens, you know, and especially on these bigger stages. When you're on a bigger stage, you know what I mean? It comes more into physical capability, too. You know what I mean? Like, as far as projecting your voice, you might be fatigued,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So you might have to do other things that won't allow you to go straight through, like, say, if you were standing in a small room You're saying in a small room, you don't really have to project as much. So, you know what I mean? Your fatigue level will be a lot less, you know what I'm saying, critical. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, you know, it's two sides to all of that, man. This is why it's a great argument, man.
Move, let me ask you a question about something that's going on that we've been discussing ad nauseum here since the beginning of the show. We've been breaking down Big T and B Magic, obviously, right? And
yeah,
obviously, you've been watching Big T since he's been in this game, and you know the 50 Cent co-sign, the him being top tier, this, that, and third, him holding Chicago down the Midwest. He's been ranked as one of those dudes. But us fans, the battle rap community, we've been tough for him. Some will say we've been kind of crazy, wilding out a little bit. Some will say that it's warranted because he's been looking real shaky out here. What do you think about Big T right now? What would you say to him if y'all was crew members and shit? Like, you see the fans are kind of getting at him. Niggas is calling our show, Mook, saying that nigga's not top 10 no more, my nigga.
I mean, what I would say to him, I actually spoke to Big T maybe like a month ago or whatever, you know what I'm saying, spoke to him on some shit, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, basically he was just hitting me like, yo, you know, he getting a lot of criticism and shit like this. And I'm like, yo, that's because, you know what I'm saying, like, you're not performing up to par right now. He's just in a bad stretch. You know what I mean? Like, he unsure of who he is right now. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I feel like. I feel like he's writing to get reactions from fans. Like, he's writing to try to get certain reactions. When before, I felt like he used to just write what was hot. But I feel like now he's so concentrating on trying to make niggas ooh and ah and what's going to make this that he's losing sight of what it is that he's really good at. You know, and I think that's making him, he's thinking too much now, I believe. You know what I mean? I think because his last couple battles, he's not even really remembering the rhymes to me. Like, he's trying to, as he's rapping it, he's trying to remember it. You know what I mean? And, you know, he's just hitting a bad stretch. You know, he's in a slump. I mean, it happens. If we in a sport, you can't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like if you got a nigga like, you know, I'm gonna say like a good Paul George, or you know what I'm saying, like it's a good player, like he's a good player, and you know, nigga might average 22, 25, and then he might go on a stretch where he's like he averaged 12 points for 10 straight games or 10 points. You can't really shit on a nigga all the way, even though it's thin.
But does he deserve to still get top names and be on the main stage when we can clearly see he's in a slump and we have other ballots who are stepping up?
Definitely not. Most definitely not. We know how this game goes. First of all, the only reason I compared it to the NBA is because, you know, I didn't fully try to give you that visual, but, you know, they play 82 games in a season. You know, nigga ain't battling 82 times in a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have minimal time to make an impression. And him, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, like he will have to battle a nigga that's, you know, a mid-level type nigga.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what he has to do, and he has to find that back. There's no knock against him because I still think he mad nice. I still think he dope. You know, but now when you created doubt, that much doubt, it wasn't like it was one time or two times.
Yeah.
And this is like four in a row. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like it ain't been what niggas expected from you. And so he just got
that
out of somebody.
B Magic was crazy. He ain't really say nothing too crazy versus B Magic, B. Niggas still giving B Magic the win.
What'd you say?
I said, people, who do you think won, B Magic or Big T?
B Magic.
Mm-hmm. 2-1, first and third.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give him 2-1. From I didn't watch the battle again, but I remember the battle, you know, from when I was actually there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Magic had messed up, and he stopped in the round, and I gave that round a Big T. But I think the Magic was the first round, and might have been the third or the second. Which round he stopped in?
I think it was the second round, wasn't it? Was it the second round?
That he what?
That B Magic stopped him.
Yeah, that's the second round.
The second round.
Yeah, so then I give him the first and the third.
I'm not sure.
But don't you think it's weird, though? Don't you think it's weird, Mook, that we used to get on Big T because even your man T-Rex used to be like, I'm never battling Big T because he battled once a year. Now that he's battling 2-3 times a year, now the backlash is, my nigga, it's like a tsunami wave in this motherfucker.
See, this is what niggas don't understand. And this is, like, this is why I sit back and I just be chilling. You know what I'm saying? Because when, you know, when a lot of these niggas, when they first start coming into battle rapping, you know, I had already been there. Like, I watched all of these niggas from when they first started. You know what I mean? And, you know, then they start going at me, and then they start saying, yo, Mook, you ain't really blah, blah, blah.
And Mook, bitch ass!
Yeah, you know, all that. Whatever opinion it was, you know, and I respect the hunger. I respect it, but I just was saying, wait till y'all niggas get a little bit of steam under y'all belt, and y'all gonna see what really happens. Because now that you in the spotlight, that light is very bright, man. It's very, very hot. You know what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of niggas can't take it from in the beginning. They gotta. You know, now a lot of these niggas I see, and they be like, yo, Mook, man, I know what you was talking about back in the day, or now I know what you was going through, or, you know what I'm saying? Because they getting all of this backlash, and it's really, you damned if you do, in battle rap, you damned if you do, you damned if you don't. So you have to try to figure out, you have to figure it out, a medium to where you can make, where you could be satisfied, and you could keep, you know, the fans happy. You can't all the way go to what you think the fans want, and you can't all the way lean on what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because then you know, somebody will feel neglected throughout the relationship, but that's why you have to find a medium. So you can't just look at niggas like when the fans say, yo, no, hell no, we don't want you to do this. You got to take all that consideration, but you still can't all the way do it, and then you find out you neglecting what you do best, and then now you stuck in the matrix. Now you now niggas is like, yo, who is this dude? Yo, this dude ain't even the person we grew to love and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's good with this Snoop thing, Mook? Talk about Uncle Snoop. What's going on with you, Uncle Snoop, my nigga? What's popping out here? We hearing some things, my nigga. We hearing some things. We seeing things.
Yep.
We see Snoop is in the fold of battle rap. Shout out to Big Snoop. You already know what it is, man. Can you share with Angry Fans Radio with a little insight of what's happening behind the scenes, my nigga?
Yeah, most definitely. Well, Snoop had reached out or whatever. You know, he wanted to do a battle. So he wanted, but he felt like, you know, he don't want to step into my territory without, you know, basically consulting me. You know, like as far as just being disrespectful, he felt like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yo, this is his world. So if I want to do something, because I feel like these dudes is mad talented and shit like that. So I'm going to come to Mook and I'm going to, you know, tell him my ideas. And what he told me is he wanted to do a Murder Mook and Snoop Dogg present, you know what I mean? And he got this thing, like his school that he doing, Gladiator School joint. And it's basically battles at the Hip Hop Awards, you know, that he want to do.
Wow.
And he, so far he got Arsenal, he got Rex, he got Hitman Power, he got Calico, he got Rum Nitty, he had
John, so I was on there.
John, definitely, he got John. He got Couture, and I think he's getting Jazz.
Whoa.
And I think he's trying to get Shayna Ashley versus somebody else. And that's all I heard right now. Actually, he in Europe, so I didn't really get a chance. Like, we've been kicking it on the phone, like, every day. But when he come back, you know what I mean, we're going to meet face-to-face. And then we're going to get the whole, you know, the logistics together. Because he's doing that, and then we're doing a cypher. But everybody ain't going to be in the cypher at the awards. Only a select few going to be in the joint. I guess he's probably gonna pick who come out of that to be on the cipher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is this gonna be shown on the awards? Like during the awards?
No, the battle is gonna be shown before. Like it's a part of the weekend.
It's a part of the weekend.
So you gonna have everybody that's there that's gonna be in the actual battle. Like every nigga that rap, every producer, every person that's coming down there for Hip Hop Awards, every press, every magazine,
every press. What press move was good? I'm just saying.
Yeah, we haven't gotten our invites moved. Our must be lost in the mail.
Y'all need commentary.
Our invite
was good.
Lost in the mail, move.
Listen, Snoop respects the culture to the utmost. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure that if you guys got there, that it would be no problem getting in. But I'm not going to say he's going to, you know.
Of course. Okay, we just fuck with him. Now, let me ask you a question. For him to do this, obviously he fucks with the culture, right? Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Does he watch this shit like the rest of these niggas, like Fab, or Joe Budden, Royce the 5'9"? Does he watch this shit like the rest of these niggas, or?
Yeah, he watches it. He let me know a lot of lines. You know, basically he told me some things about battle rap and you know some battles he was watching and that he watched before of just different people. You know, basically to let me know he ain't jumping in, like he been watching this type shit. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. That's
what it is. So yeah, he's all the way official.
Any matchups you can give us, Mook?
Yeah. Ooh. Rex and Room Nitty.
Calico.
Wow. Hitman.
Wait, what?
Calico Hitman.
John, and Oh, damn it. Who the hell is John? Oh, Arsenal. John and Arsenal.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And Arsenal. And Couture versus Jazz. That's what I know.
Hey,
I
can
damn.
Couture 2-0-1.
Yeah, he loves Couture. I'm actually going for Jazz, but he loves Couture.
Oh, he loves Couture? Yeah.
I think Jazz is. She's superior to a lot of them girls as far as winning battle rap. But I think she is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think she might be the best rapper, but winning, I think she knows how to win. She's very good at it, I think. But you know, we'll see. I could be wrong here, man. We could take a bet.
No, I'm not going to say that yet because I've been against Jazz a couple times. And I thought she was going to be QB. I thought she was going to be lose the 40 bars and it didn't come off that way. So I'm going to leave that alone. I think Couture to take that, though. Don't see Couture, though. I wouldn't say that, though.
He said Rex and Rum Nitty.
Rex and Rum Nitty. Yeah, my nigga.
Wow. Yeah, Rex and Rum
Nitty. Mook, I got to – I don't want to do this to your man, bro, and put you on the spot here. We respect T-Rex. He's a fucking legend. Like, you and this nigga right now could leave this shit, and you have your Hall of Fame jackets ready for your niggas to go on can. You feel me, my nigga? Facts.
Yeah.
But T-Rex, couple last battles, man, he's up there timing them issues with Cortez. He's in the cut talking money issues with Arsenal out here. Is it to the point where your man's in them is, I don't want to, a lot of your people's out here now is living off names. They're more than the bars. Does it come to that, my nigga?
Rex is just tired, man. Like he wanna be paid, man. That's just all it is, man. He's letting niggas know where it's like, yo. Especially, you know, his last couple battles, he really didn't. Not to make excuses or nothing, but you know, come on, son. He didn't care. He cared about that house. That house, that was him caring. He cared because he wanted to win. He wanted to do that. Like, the last battles he took, he don't really care, bro. I promise you. Like, he's writing these rhymes 3-4 days before the shit. You know what I'm saying?
We don't want to hear that, though. We don't want to hear that, though.
I'm going to keep it 100. He feel like, you know what I'm saying, he's taking this in on business aspect, and he's just like, yo, my nigga, if we agree into this, I told him, though, I didn't like 2 minutes, though, but he a grown man. Like,
not a grudge match, Hope. You can't have a grudge match with him and Cortez, who been going back and forth for how many years. This is a fucking grudge match, my nigga.
But that wasn't really a grudge match to me, though. Honestly, that's like a, they battled in the house twice. I think it was clear who was better. I think it was blatantly obvious who was better. He battled him when he first got in the house, and then Cortez wanted to get a little something off his chest, maybe a couple days later, and niggas was in the kitchen. Everybody was in the kitchen. I don't know if y'all saw that, but it was like behind the scenes. Yeah, and they battled on a regular old school battle shit, and it was like, it's still in, you know, I don't know, man. He don't want to do five-minute joints, man.
So who's next for you, my nigga? Who's next for Murder? Like you already gone through Luck. You got Luck. You know what I'm saying? Is it Surf? Is it Charlie Clips? Is it Hollow? Or is it Math Hopper? Is one of these niggas you got a battle move?
I've heard a rumor that it's none of them.
That it's who?
That it's none of those that Dre mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, it,
you know, Mo.
Yo, man, I'm trying to battle Eminem for real, yo. Like,
yeah,
I've been telling niggas this from a long
years,
time ago. This ain't
years,
like some,
been saying
some
this.
Shit
from
that
years.
I just came up with, and you know what I mean, like after I was on Cold Slaughter, I said, like, I've been saying this shit for years already. Like, yo, I want to battle that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because that is the only nigga that I really feel like will finish me. Like, I feel like he could do some shit and say shit to me that's like nobody would ever believe or think of.
You know, think Luck could do that?
I didn't think he could finish me. I thought he could beat me. I didn't think he could finish me, though. Like, I thought he could beat me. It's a difference. Like,
right,
I knew that
right.
If I came with my shit and he had some shit, niggas, it'll be debatable, and certain niggas that say he won and certain niggas that say I won like last time. But I feel like with him, if I come with some shit, I got to come with some shit times 2,000 because he was going to say some extra above, off the wall, just, you know what I mean? And that's, like, as far as being a, this is where I want to be, like, on some legacy type shit, like, you know what I'm saying, like, greatest nigga to ever do it type shit. It's with him. If I do that with him, everybody else is like, I'm still trying to elevate, you know what I'm saying, like the culture, like what we do. I'm still trying to, you know, help niggas open doors for doing other shit. But like with him, this should be like some real, I want to do that shit on some, I really don't want to do it on a big stage. Even though I know it would be, I really don't want to do it. I wouldn't want to do that on a big stage, man. But, you know, that's probably too far-fetched, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he's still a big homie or whatever, so he probably going to just be chilling. As far as, like, Hollow and Cliff and them, like, it's, I don't know. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas know me. Y'all know my pattern. Y'all know how I give it up. Like, I'm not really pressed to battle a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I make money outside of battling, too.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm doing other shit. I'm still in the mix. I'm still, you know what I mean? So, it's like, I'm not really pressed to battle one of these niggas.
Mm.
You feel me? Like, Charlie Clips, he's been throwing a lot of shots my way lately.
Yes,
you know,
sir. I like that shit. I like that. I want him to make you mad, my nigga.
Yeah, but, yo, you know, what's crazy is I don't get mad, though. Like, that's
the
shit. I don't get mad. Like, niggas could be annoying. Niggas definitely could be annoying.
Like, was Surf annoying?
Yeah, like little toddler annoying. Like, yo, chill, get off my leg, yo. Chill, Charlie. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how annoying he is to me because, you know what I mean? It's like, he wants to, you know, obviously he want to get that battle. He want to, He want to feel like he's the ultimate, the king. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he wants to feel like. But he don't know, like, if he beats me, it'll be like, all right, he beat Mook. Damn, that's crazy. Charlie Clinton, yo, he beat Mook. Yo, he the greatest. But then there'll be another nigga, you know what I'm saying, that'll pop back up into the equation, and then he'll have to beat him. Then he'll have to beat another nigga. And if he beat another nigga, then somebody will beat. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
right.
There's always another nigga. There's always another nigga. So if we ain't talking about Charlie Clips, we're going to be talking about somebody else in a month.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about somebody else that has a great, phenomenal performance. And he's going to be like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, say if Surf kill Hitman. If he kill Hitman, then it's going to be, yo, me, wait a minute. Move, you should battle Surf again.
Yeah, even though that's going to be the talk. Facts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I don't chase that. Like, I'm trying to get paid, my nigga.
I'm paid.
Oh, you got that BET bread now, man, that BET.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I want to still keep battling, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of taking these 1 and 2 year joints, like, you know what I'm saying? 2 years. I didn't battle Solomon 2 years ago. Then I just battled Lux. Like, I want to still battle, you know what I'm saying? Not as consistent as these niggas, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like these niggas are killing themselves. It's too many battlers, you know what I'm saying, for a nigga to be wanting to battle 8-9 times in a whole year, in half a year, niggas. Niggas battling 8-9 times in 6 months. Like, I understand niggas is like, yo, they making it seem like it's a feat. Like, yo, look what I did. I don't really see it as that. I see it as,
Hold on. To be fair now, you got to look at it. Other niggas haven't done what you've done, my nigga. You were the poster boy of Smack, my nigga. You were like the Jerry West logo, my nigga. But these other niggas' grind is different than yours and shit. You were the poster child, my nigga.
No. You're not understanding. I'm not talking about, when you reach a certain stat, like when you reach a certain status. Now, if you're a nigga coming up, then I say, nigga, take all your battles because you definitely want niggas to know who you are and respect you. But if you a nigga like a Charlie Clips or like a I don't want to say Hollow because he learned it already, but like a him, maybe like a Arsenal, you know what I'm saying, like a fucking, just a nigga that's a top nigga name and be trying to battle all the time, I don't dig that. You know what I'm saying? 3 times a year, the max. 4 times is the max if you would do that. You could do 2 within a 6 months, each half, one a quarter. You could do 1 a quarter. But I'm talking about niggas is battling on the 28th and then battling on the 29th. niggas is fucking up they stock. Because it's easy to catch one. Nigga, you catch one, then the conversations change. You know,
let me ask you a question. To go back to Loaded Lux real quick. What do you say to the people that might say, you know, it was a little bit extra when you brought out the Busta joint, that Lux diss and Busta? Did you get backlash on that or not?
I mean, I didn't get backlash on that. Actually, people loved it. But today, earlier, I was in a barber shop. And me and my barber was talking about that shit. And he was like, yo, damn, yo, it was like a nigga was dead and you just threw a dead body off the roof. And
right.
I'm like, yo, you know what? Like, in hindsight, I'm like, damn, like, I wish I wouldn't have did that because it was already over. But the reason, and it kind of just looked like I was being mean, like, just to do some shit like that after you know it's over. But it was like, yo, it was perfect because he said something to Bus while Bus was there, like, and he was, you know, basically bigging Busta up. And it just was a perfect moment, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, my nigga. It was like, I might as well give the fans everything I had planned, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a little overkill, my nigga. It was. You know, it wasn't necessary. I'll say that. It wasn't necessary.
Were you shocked? Were you shocked to see him so shook up, though, my nigga? Like, he had his hands up? Like, You never seen Lux look out of place like that. Were you shocked to see him, like, look distorted?
No. Nah, not really. I mean, yo, son, my nigga, I've been telling y'all niggas, man, this is the shit I do. Like, why can't I just keep begging, like, yo, this is really what I really do. Like, this ain't really me. My nigga, God has given a nigga some talent to do this. Yo, I swear to God, I kid you not, yo. I was up there, and I wasn't even really seeing Lux or nothing. Or, you know what I'm saying? I was just going. Like, it was like I wasn't even in my body. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like I was just going. Son, like, so for you to ask me, like, yo, was I shocked? Like, it, you know what I'm saying? This shit is I switch up differently to everybody that I battle, yo. Like, I'm just going to be different every time.
Now, you break niggas down on my nigga. Like, you break niggas down. Like, my nigga, against Young Hot, when you threw it in the air, he going to say some shit okay-ish because he's going against the greatest. You plant seeds, and correct me if I'm wrong, my nigga.
Yo,
I'm just outside of looking. You plant seeds in niggas' heads where
you're
going to strip the nigga of his powers early. Am I right on that assumption? Or?
Yo, you got to leave my – you got to leave – don't you? Yo, you can't be exposing my secrets, man. you can't be exposing my secrets, my nigga.
My bad, my nigga. My bad. I'm just saying.
Nah, you know what it is? It's like, yo, battle rap is opinion-based. Really.
Mm-hmm.
It's opinion. However you feel, it's who you're going to feel like. Like, you know what I'm saying? Of course you're going to need lyrics and you're going to need to be witty and shit like that. But when it all boils down to it, if you got two niggas that's witty, now it has to be – how good are you at arguing? How good are you at making niggas, audience see how you see it? And whoever does that first, I feel like is the winner. Whoever can make the audience see what you see or what you're trying to portray, then I feel like they're the winner of the shit. And that's just the way I go. Like, you know what I mean? I can give niggas bars, though, you know what I'm saying? Or I could do it another way. Like, you know, if my next opponent, he might be just a straight-up bar nigga. You know what I'm saying? So then I'll go the way that I need to go on that end.
Yeah.
But I know
move,
this.
Move.
I'm going to get the treadmill before I go on there. Go ahead.
Yo, move. Are these battles three rounds?
Yeah, they're three rounds.
Nice.
Do we have a time for rounds at all?
Nah, no time. I mean, yo, this is a real... Hold on one second, bro. I'm back. This is a real battle.
It sucks
like,
we got to ask
battle.
This. I know. It's shitty that we got to actually ask these questions, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
With these one rounds.
I don't know the times, though.
Okay, but it's three rounds.
All right, so... Yeah. Everything is really in the preliminary stages, so, you know...
Okay.
I just kind of know the matchups, and I know rounds, I know, you know... where it's going to be held at, but as far as all the particulars, I can't really give you all of those. Now.
Okay. But as long as three rounds, all right, dope. I mean, that's important right there.
Yeah, my match is a crazy right there.
And it's in Atlanta?
It's in Atlanta, the 19th of September.
Okay.
My niggas need to come to Miami, man. Niggas be stunning, though, man. What's good?
It's the Hip Hop Awards, bro. It's in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. I feel you. It's an ACL. I feel you.
But it's just Snoop. You know, I mean, it's just a brilliant move because of the press that's going to be there. You
Word.
Know what I mean? Like,
Word. That's a great
everybody,
look.
Everybody, that's anybody, that's everybody is going to be there. So the shit is going to look like fucking an all-star game. You know what I'm saying? The shit is just going to look crazy.
Man.
Another battle rap.
Yes, sir.
It's alive and well. Let me ask you a question. How did you feel about the Total Slaughter thing? Because there was a little backlash, Mook, on the sense of the people that was overseeing it, that, you know, us battle rap fans, we feel like some niggas that's just there just to be there because of name, they really don't know too much about the culture. They felt that niggas that, like you and Lux are rhyming, we miss that vibe of the grittiness of having, I do anyway, let me put it out there, of having people behind you and shit. I like seeing niggas battle and having people behind them and shit. Do you feel that?
I actually was in favor of what you were saying until I was up there. When I was up there, I liked that play way better.
Okay.
Than having niggas behind you, because when you got, like, you can't really get into what you need to get into. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the stage or whatever is so packed and the niggas around you, you can't move as much as you need to move. Like, you can't. When you got a whole stage of yourself, it's just you and him, mano a mano, you can do whatever you need to do. You know what I'm saying? It's the only way I would like the niggas behind you is, like, if, like I said, if it's a small room, then that's dope. That's dope for the look. But as far as, I like the idea of just that person and the other rapper up there, you know? You know what I'm saying? That's just me, though. When I was up, because I felt the same way, like, you felt prior, like, right before. And then when I, like, and it's not even because I won. It was, like, in my first round. Like, so I didn't even know, you know what I'm saying, how the crowd was going to react, but I just felt more comfortable. I felt a better vibe. Maybe it was the thing, too, because it was three rows, you know what I'm saying? So it was like people was on top of you, too. Like, you know what I mean? It was, I liked it, man. It was dope, you know what I'm saying? Of course it's going to catch backlash, but you got to understand, anything is going, you got to clean up some shit, you know what I'm saying? You can't walk into a motherfucking nigga's office that got $1 billion, you can't walk in a sweatsuit with dirty track sneakers on. You know what I'm saying? Even though this might be what you've been done, like, you still gotta, you don't compromise who you are, but you still wash your face. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
Clean up a little bit, make it look presentable so niggas is like, oh, we feel comfortable with giving these niggas some money. Because you wanna know what the thing is? Not even battle rappers, like fans and, you know, people that's going to criticize it and critique it, it's cool. Like, yo, look, you know, it's supposed to be this and this supposed to be that. But you got to understand, niggas is still, if it's been like this since it started, what the hell is that telling you? If niggas been doing whatever it is, Webster Hall, Gnomes, them events and the King of the Dots and all of that, now, don't worry, it's thriving and it's doing what it's doing, but to be able to put that shit on television, to put it on pay-per-view, like real pay-per-view, for people to see all throughout the world, it has to be a different look. If you want, the times change, man, niggas is wearing skinny jeans now, yo. Hey, man, you got niggas out here wearing skinny jeans, man. Niggas is being who they want to be, let it be. Niggas got to get this money. Battle rappers got to start getting paid like athletes.
That's what
that
it
is.
Cool,
great,
man.
It's getting bigger.
We appreciate you coming on here, my nigga, on some real shit, my nigga. You know,
absolutely.
We fucks together.
Y'all know it, man. Well, I'm about to go finish doing what I had to do. You know, make sure y'all send me the link to this junk. You know,
alrighty.
We will, man.
You are ready,
got you, man, tonight.
Always a pleasure, man. Y'all need to be safe.
Early.
Salute, Mo.
Early.
Appreciate it.
Salute, Mo. Alright, now, hold up. Yo, y'all hear me?
Yo,
hold up. I'm about to call Debo on three-way because he's saying that that's not the card. Let me see what he got to say. Hold on.
Okay. Shout out to Timbo for getting Mook on the show, my G. You already know, man. It's a dope interview here with Mook, man, for real. Nigga drop exclusives right here on Andy Fans Radio, man. You already know, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, already. Salute, bro. I appreciate that.
Yo, the Debo.
Yo, what up?
Yo, what's good?
Debo, what's poppin'?
You on air, yo.
What's good, bro?
What's up? Who's online?
What's
family. You already know what it is, man.
The regular three, bro. The regular three.
Yeah.
Already.
Nah, I hear that. Say it again.
It's just us three. Well, man.
We got
5 minutes,
Debo.
We got 5 minutes, Debo. What's up?
What's good?
Mook on the line?
Nah.
Yeah. Nah, Mook just hung up.
Yo, I don't know. You put on what you call it, that you revealed the card for what you call it?
Huh?
You
talking about for this new joint?
Let me tell you something. Whatever new joint is going on, when it comes to the females, nobody got that female part for me and Beth. You know what I'm saying? Queen of the Ring.
You seen Snoop on the Instagram saying, you know what I'm saying, he's in conjunction with Queen Shireen. You know what I'm saying? And he's doing something with Mook. That shit with the Jazz and Couture shit, that shit is not official. Nobody knows what's going on with the females but us. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
let everybody know to put that out. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the controlling entity for the female part of us. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to tell you, guys.
Oh, okay, okay. So you sort of, so Couture Jazz may not be official.
Mook my man, but I don't know why he revealed that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not necessarily true. You know what I'm saying? When it comes out of my mouth, then you'll understand that that's true.
All right. I may not be official, you saying?
It's not official yet, no. We don't know who's rocking and rolling. Like I said, when you hear it out of my mouth, come to me about that. The other part with them dudes, I don't know what's going on. I don't care to know. With females, when it comes to that situation, you know what I'm saying? Snoop hollered at us. You know what I'm saying? So we got
so Snoop didn't holler at you?
What happened?
Did Snoop holler at you?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, my man. Yeah.
Oh, I got you. So you know. All right, I got you.
When you get off this joint, you know what I'm saying? You go to Instagram. You're going to see Snoop shout out name about. That's what I'm trying to tell you, dude.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I don't want Angry Fan Radio running out here with false information. That's not real. Nah.
Definitely. We appreciate it.
I caught it on the Angry Fan Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? When I seen that, I said, nah, I don't know about those dudes, but the females, nah, that's not even official yet. Even if it is or if it wasn't, nobody knows what's going on. But
so that card is in the talks, pretty much, you could say? Like, you have thought about the match, but it's not official. It's not signed.
In other words, you know what I'm saying? Unless Debo reveals it, then it's official. I don't care if it comes out of Bruce Lee's mouth. It's not official. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
When it comes out of Debo's mouth, that's when it should go. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody else tell you different, my guy. You know what I'm saying? They heard things that's trying to, you know, being put together, but nah, that's not official yet. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
You know, I'll Mook, my man, don't get me wrong, it's like no crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll let Mook, you know what I'm saying? He probably jumped the gun a little bit and whatever, but it is what it is, but nah. I don't want no rumors getting out. That's not true. You know what I'm saying? But Queen of the Ring, yes. Queen of the Ring is working with Snoop. Don't try to knock us out the block. Don't try to keep us out the loop. You know what I'm saying? Because he mentioned Queen of the Ring and Mook's name. So when you put all that together, you're going to hear my bang. Like I said, go to that Instagram, my man, and you're going to hear Queen of the Ring. No other league but us, and whatever he's doing with Mook, that's on them. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm out here, man.
Got you.
Look, appreciate it.
Much love to Angry Fan Radio, man. Three Letter Man, Timbo. I ain't fucking with you, Cats, bro. You getting funny, man. You know what I'm saying? But,
nah,
man,
nigga.
I'll holler about you about that later, man. But we out, man. Angry Fan Radio.
You're ready,
Duo.
Nigga.
Hello, bro.
The best radio show, man. Let's go.
We're already.
One.
Mm. Yo, that call.
Shout out
to Timbo.
Everybody's listening, man.
Yo,
I'm so mad we got 3 minutes of that card. Don't try to think real quick about that card, B.
I like it, though. It's cool.
I can't get my predictions this quick. I got Hitman beating Cal. I got fucking Arts beating John. I got, who else was it? I got Run Nitty. Nah, man, I got Rex beating Nitty. And I got Jazz beating Couture. On the big stage, I got Rex beating Nitty.
I wonder what. So it should be. Yo, it's going to be mad people. Is this going to be the most exposure they ever got?
This is BET weekend, man.
It has to be, right? All kinds of networking.
Everyone who's anyone will be there.
Wow, B, this is crazy. We got to talk. Damn, I can't wait for Monday.
Man.
Damn.
Another big stage for Arsenal. Did John do it?
Yeah.
I'm going with John
2-1. John 2-1? Yo, I'm not too mad at that 3. I got to keep it real with you. I'm really not, my nigga.
John 2-1.
John's been bringing it, son.
Cat, for you.
Anybody can bring it against Reed, though, my nigga. Come on.
But you know
what? I'm not even talking about Reed. I mean, consistently, John ain't been bad.
But he's been rapping all the time in that crowd.
he been rapping to that smack crowd. This is a
entertaining. This nigga said jazz and guitar. God, I would love to listen to watch this.
People want to laugh.
Now, I feel what you're saying about that, Timbo, the BET crowd. Arsenal Mike.
This
you know what, though?
This is a BET crowd. This is
yeah,
a fine. Crowd.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to switch over. I'm going to Arsenal 2-1 just on the strength of this. Not a UR versus A. And Arsenal's going to know how to work that thing a little bit. Jonathan might say too much shit that's over niggas' heads. And it might be cipher on camera. He might win on cam live. Arsenal might take that, though.
Yo, this is crazy. We got to break this shit down on Monday, man. This is Timbo, Angry Sports Radio. Fellas.
Yo, fuck with me, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement, man.
It's worth three letter man. Basky House in the car, cashew nuts, crazy than crazy food, all of the fly shit, man. Y'all already know, man.
We out here. Peace.